The San Antonio Spurs defeated the Dallas Mavericks 94-78 last night in the opening game of the NBA Western Conference semifinals. But as NPR's Tom Goldman reports, Mavericks fans may cheer up when the series moves to Dallas and they get another chance to enjoy a surprisingly successful promotion.
You know, we heard so much this season about how the NBA was on life support, TV ratings were down, and brash young players were alienating the fans. Pro hoops couldn't possibly survive, we were told, unless that guy from Chicago with the shaved head came back. But in a handful of cities, pro basketball, or more to the point, the hunger for pro basketball, was very much alive. What you are hearing is not a game-winning basket. This outburst happened when the Dallas Mavericks scored their 100th point in a game against the Atlanta Hawks, giving Dallas fans their free chalupas. This season, 8 NBA teams offered free beef chalupas, courtesy of Taco Bell, if the home team scored, in most cases, 100 points. This was hardly the first food giveaway promotion in the NBA. Still, there was something about the taco-like chalupa that caught on. It became a part of NBA culture this season, like tattoos and gyrating cheerleaders. NBA purists moaned about Chalupa Madness, another gimmicky attempt, they sniffed, to excite enervated NBA fans. In response, Chalupa lovers said, "Lighten up and join the fun." Try, for instance, saying Chalupa over and over, and you'd understand why the Chalupa chanting that would break out as the home team neared 100 points was almost as enjoyable as getting the free coupon. And on a more serious Chalupa note, how could you argue with the promotion's global significance? Just a month ago, Wong Jurjur of the Dallas Mavericks became the NBA's first Chinese-born player. He scored 6 points in his first game, including the Chalupa basket. Dallas owner Mark Cuban bubbled about the new guy from China becoming the Chalupa boy just like that. And remember, this happened while Beijing and Washington were rattling sabers over the downed U.S. surveillance plane. Okay, maybe Chalupa diplomacy is a stretch, but if this little beef nummy can bring people together in a moment of euphoria, who knows how far it can go. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Yes, nice to show.